Saudi Arabia is going ahead with its glitzy investment forum tomorrow, despite the absence of high-profile speakers who pulled out amid the outcry over the death of Saudi journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi. The kingdom says he died in a fistfight inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October the 2nd. Many people doubt that explanation. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says details of what really happened will be revealed in a speech that he will make tomorrow. Joining us now is Jane Harman, president of the Wilson Center and a former Democratic congresswoman from California. Jane Harman, welcome back. And you think the U.S. should consider new sanctions against Saudi Arabia over this?
I think condoning murder is something we should not stand for. Our foreign policy is based on values and interests, and values that we have in this country are rule of law and freedom of the press, both of which were violated in this case, I believe. And interests that we have are working with allies like Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has been our ally against things like Iran's malign behavior in the region. And surely Iran has been engaged through proxy terror groups in malign behavior, especially targeting Israel, but also elsewhere. I mean, Saudi Arabia claims that Iran is meddling in Yemen, and Yemen is targeting Saudi Arabia, and that's why Saudi Arabia is in Yemen. But at any rate, I don't see how condoning what happened, even though we have an incomplete picture of what happened, is in the U.S. interest. And therefore, I think that sanctions against Saudi Arabia, if we have proof that there was a murder here, are appropriate. But I also suggest that perhaps the 33-year-old crown prince has some growing up, maturing to do, and that it might make sense from the Saudi point of view. This is not something the U.S. would dictate. To have a, you know, some kind of a adult supervision there so that excesses in his behavior would stop happening. I think that would be in Saudi's interest. I think that the war in Yemen has created the largest humanitarian catastrophe mm-hmm. that we currently see. And I think that this episode, especially if there was a Saudi cover-up and plot to do this, is really shocking in every sense.
But do you think that the Trump administration, which has been watching the war in Yemen go on for years now and hasn't put the pressure on the Saudis to stop it, that this is going to change President Trump's relationship, for example, with the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman?
I think the Trump administration wants Saudi Arabia as a good ally in the Middle East and also as a good trading partner. I think those are two agendas that it has. And I'm not against either agenda, but what I'm against is condoning bad behavior in order to make sure that agenda continues. I think we can do both. And is MBS the reason we have that agenda? I don't think so. I think Saudi Arabia is the reason we have that agenda. And I'm just suggesting that the Crown Prince has, it seems to me, engaged in some irresponsible behavior. Again, I don't want to accuse him of things that aren't proved, but I think that the war in Yemen, the way it has been prosecuted, has not achieved an objective that makes mm-hmm. sense in international relations. And so I'm suggesting that there probably is a more responsible way for Saudi Arabia to behave. It's in Saudi Arabia's interest, it seems to me, to have the U.S. as its partner. And it's in our interest to have Saudi Arabia as our partner. So the way forward could be facilitated by having a more responsible supervisory authority in Saudi Arabia.
I want to ask you one more thing, just on a personal note. Jamal Khashoggi was about to be a journalist scholar at yeah. the Wilson Center, where you are. What does it mean that his voice has been silenced?
Oh, it's a huge loss here. There are people currently at the Wilson Center who've known him for years. A man named David Ottaway, who headed, I believe, the Washington Post Bureau in Cairo for some years and is now a scholar here, was a personal friend of his, I believe, for 20 years, wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post. And we have others who knew him. His voice was important. He's been participant in some of our activities over the years. We do something called ground truth briefings, which are telephone conferences about hotspots. And when we had conferences about Saudi Arabia, he participated in those conferences because he had ground truth. He understood the place. He was a Saudi national, and he was embracing modernization of Saudi Arabia. I mean, that's the tragic irony of this. If Saudi Arabia wanted a fan club out there, and you'd think they would, he was in it. What he was not in was excessive behavior. And so he was critical where he thought MBS in particular had gone across a line. But he was a supporter. And clearly, if the evidence suggests he was targeted, the Wilson Center's broken up about it. I mean, there are people here who really will mourn this man. And as the president and CEO here, I didn't know him, but I certainly embraced the values he stood for.
It's Jane Harmon, president of the Wilson Center. Always great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.